is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 23rd, 2026. Canyons in eastern Utah will churn this spring with huge volumes of water, as much as 50,000 toilets flushing constantly at the same time. In a desperate attempt to maintain electricity generation for thousands of homes across much of the western U.S., the Green and Colorado rivers might seem like a bounty of moisture in a parched desert of sandstone arches and prickly cacti, but in fact, it's just the opposite. After the driest winter on record, officials this spring want to raise the level of badly depleted Lake Powell on the Colorado River to keep its hydropower humming. To do so, they plan to eventually let out as much as a third of the water in Flaming Gorge Reservoir upstream on the Green River in Wyoming and Utah, which would exceed a record 2022 surge that kept electricity flowing. Though it's likely only a temporary solution amid long-term drought, there will be effects downstream too, as U.S. Bureau of Reclamation water managers plan to keep more water than usual from flowing out of Lake Powell on the Arizona-Utah line. Downstream, Lake Mead here in Las Vegas is on track to resemble lows 4 years ago that revealed formerly submerged boats and human remains. Read the full story on knpr.org. New research is raising concerns about whether stricter work requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, are doing what policymakers say they're intended to do. A report from the Brookings Institution found that tougher SNAP work requirements do not lead to better employment outcomes. Instead, the policy appears to push more people off food assistance. Lauren Bauer, a fellow in economic studies at Brookings, said the findings challenged the idea that the requirements help move people into the workforce, stating, "What we actually find is that work requirements only lead to reduced participation in the program. They do not lead to any better employment outcomes." Nationwide, SNAP participation dropped by about 2.5 million people between July and December 2025, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The declines were felt across the Mountain West, including Nevada, which saw a drop of more than 14% in SNAP participation rates. In February, the Washoe Tribe of Nevada and California bought more than 10,000 acres of land from the city of Santa Clara. It was land that the Washoe had originally settled and occupied. This is the first of many land-back purchases the tribe plans to make. Traditionally, federally recognized tribes who want their land back have to wade through the U.S. government's notoriously slow-moving bureaucracy. Tribal leaders especially know that the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the BIA, takes forever. And when it comes to land, it's not just the BIA that goes through. Sorrell Smokey, chairman of the Washoe Tribe of Nevada and California, said, "It has to go through all these departments within the federal government and get a check off saying, okay, this is okay to do." Smokey's people, the Washishu, wanted to avoid that red tape. "We can actually move things faster by having it in a fee status to where we're paying taxes, rather than going through the Bureau of Indian Affairs and trying to jump to the hoops of the federal government," he said. In February, the tribe purchased more than 10,000 acres of land, about 20 miles northwest of Reno, for $6 million. The acquisition roughly doubles the tribe's land, and it was a decision that didn't happen overnight. Years of consulting with parts of their 1,400 membership went into it. Once enough people were on board, the council had the final say on whether to buy the land. Hear the full story by KNPR's Jimmy Romo at knpr.org. The Nevada Gaming Commission meets today to discuss two individuals and the state's excluded persons list. This list of people not allowed in Nevada casinos is commonly known as the Black Book. The commission will first consider adding Matthew Boyer to the list. He served as the bookmaker for Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter. Federal authorities sentenced Boyer to prison last August. His illegal bookmaking activities led to massive fines for major casinos like Caesars and Resorts World. The commission will also decide whether to remove Francis Citro Jr. from the list. Officials originally banned Citro in 1991 due to his criminal history. Citro, a singer, wants the ban lifted so he can perform inside casinos. Comments from previous meetings suggest commission members may not fulfill that request. Tonight, the NFL holds its draft for the 2026 season. The Las Vegas Raiders hold the number one overall pick, with 10 total selections over 7 rounds. After having the worst record in the league last year, the team is likely hoping for a total reset. The Raiders are expected to select Indiana University quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza. Besides a quarterback, the Raiders' top priorities are a wide receiver and a defensive tackle to build a strong support system for a new quarterback. Playing a central role in player selection is Clint Kubiak, the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Entertainment industry publication Pollstar named Allegiant Stadium the U.S. Stadium of the Year, according to an Allegiant press release. At a ceremony, presenters noted the stadium's programming, guest experience, and contributions to the live entertainment industry as factors going into the recognition. Also noted were Allegiant's promotion and marketing and its production values. Last weekend, the venue hosted WrestleMania 42, which drew about 106,000 fans over 2 nights. Live entertainment industry members vote on the Pollstar Awards, which recognize top tours, venues, and industry leaders in some 40 categories. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.